Lord, we worship you. We're thankful for the opportunity that we have to serve you. We're thankful for the scriptures. We're thankful for the songs of worship. We're thankful for the freedom that you've given us. And open up the scriptures to us, Lord, and give us understanding of what we have before us. And may we not be slack in taking advantage of it. Amen. Turn to the Psalms. This is one that we read this morning in our private reading of scripture and prayer. Rebecca read this one this morning. It's a Psalm of David. Psalm 23. May this psalm open up to us a little bit more than it has in the past. I reiterate, I enjoyed very much the songs that we sang this morning. And that old warring song, Onward Christian Soldier, it sounded better this morning than any time I ever remember hearing it or singing it. They were good songs this morning. The Lord is my shepherd. That's saying a lot right there. The Lord is my shepherd. For him to be my shepherd, that means that I'm his sheep. And that, speaking of a relationship that we either have or that we need, and even if we have it, we need it a little bit more in depth. He's our shepherd. That means he leads us. Means he guides us. It means he's responsible for feeding us. It means that we're not doing things on our own. The shepherd leads his sheep, and our human mind is not leading us. We're learning how to lean upon the Lord in all things. He is our shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not have any needs. I was thinking about this earlier. What are my needs? What are the things that I really want? My needs would be things like His love, His mercy. I really need His mercy. That's a want that I have. His grace, His faith, all the attributes of the Lord are the things that we want. And if these are the things that you want above everything else, it means that you're coming into maturity. But then to say, I shall not want, means that these things have become active within you, that you're beginning to receive them, that you realize He's my shepherd and I'm not going to lack anything that I need. I need His heart. I need His dedication. I need His spirit living within me. And I'm not going to have a want or a need that is not supplied, because He is my shepherd. And the shepherd, we often think of the shepherd as leading his sheep. But the Lord Jesus has a particular way of doing this. He comes forth within us. His spirit and His life comes forth within us, and He leads us from within. He establishes us by establishing all of His attributes within us, so that we have no wants, that every need is met. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. The green pastures where everything that we need is made available. That takes my mind back to the very second chapter of Genesis, where it talks about the Garden of Eden. Isaiah calls it the Garden of the Lord. The Garden of the Lord has green pastures, everything that a sheep needs. He leads me beside still waters. Some translation says, he leads me beside quiet waters. The turmoil of the sea, the waves, the rushing waters, they've been stilled. And he leads me by the still waters. He removes all the confusions and things in my life. He restores my soul in verse 3. Now what does that mean? He restores my soul. What happened to our soul that it needs restoring? I thought about this. My soul is the expression of what I am. And until the Lord came forth within me, my soul was an expression of my Adamic nature, my old man. All the things of my fallen nature were expressed through my soul. And consequently, my soul was in a fallen state. But then when the Lord begins to come forth within me as a shepherd and brings a renewing and makes his attributes alive within me, one of the things that he does is he restores my soul. He delivers it from all of the things of the fallen nature. And he begins to bring his nature in so that my soul begins to express what he is and not what I used to be. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. I'm a Christian. I take on the name of Christ in that sense. It's a name above every name. It's also a name that's used slangily in ways that it shouldn't. But for his name's sake, for the sake of his name, he said, well, he leads me in paths of righteousness because I deserve it. No, he doesn't lead me in paths of righteousness because I deserve it. There's not anything that the Lord gives and brings forth within us that we really deserve, but he does it for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Have you ever wondered what the shadow of death is? It's the things of this human life. As we walk through this life, we're constantly walking through the shadows of death. There's death on every hand. There's death that resides in our old nature. There's death that resides all about us. And we're walking through the shadows of death. And if your eyes are open to be able to see this, it could cause much fear. But because he's our shepherd and because of the way he's coming forth in our lives, we walk through the shadow of death and we fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thou art with me. Not just walking beside me, but thou art in me, sharing his life with me. It's the only way that you can come to a place where you do not fear the evil of the shadow of death that surrounds you, is because when he comes forth within your life and his life begins to take over, then you can say, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The rod and the staff is what he uses to lead his sheep, to protect them, to guide them, give them a broken leg when they need it. It has to do not only with clearing the way for you to walk in the paths of righteousness, but it has a way of clearing out the things of your old nature, you see. Chastisements. Judgments. Verse 5. I like this one. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Right in the very presence of your enemies. The enemies that are about you, within you and without. But in the presence of those enemies, he prepares a table. A table that is set before you with milk, bread, the meats for maturity, everything that is needed for your spiritual growth. And on top of all of that, the mystical secrets of his kingdom are prepared for you. And you anoint my head with oil, the oil of the Spirit, to the place that your cup runs over. Your cup runneth over with gladness, with this life. And you come to the very last verse of this wonderful psalm, and you realize that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. For that which the Lord brings forth within you and establishes in your life is not for a moment, but it's for eternity. Amen. Hopefully you saw something in this you haven't seen before. I'm not down. I might sound like it. It's low key. I'm aware of that. But this is one of those times when I just feel things deeply. And I realize that what the Lord is doing and coming forth within us, the deliverance that he's making, he's our shepherd. We're not going to have any wants. And he's not talking about material things, finances and so forth. But the things of the treasures of the kingdom, his attributes. We're going to have the fullness of the Lord to come forth within us. Amen.